Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. An Introduction to Political Geography, Space, Place, and Politics is a university-level textbook on the relationship between political power and geographical space. Written by Martin Jones with co-authors Rice Jones, Michael Woods, Mark Whitehead, Deborah Dixon, and Matthew Hanna. It introduces political geography as a field concerned not only with states, borders, and geopolitics, but also with citizenship, identity, policy, environment, globalization, and resistance. Its central purpose is to show that politics is spatially organized and that places are actively shaped by political decisions, institutions, and conflicts. The book is designed primarily for undergraduate geography students, especially those taking introductory political geography courses. But it also serves readers in political science, public policy, international relations, and human geography. Rather than treating geography as a passive backdrop, it presents space, place, and territory as active elements in political life, helping readers understand how power is produced, contested, and reorganized across different scales. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, power is examined through space, place, and territory rather than only through institutions. A central contribution of the book is its insistence that political geography is not simply the study of governments on maps. It frames politics through the interaction of power, politics, and policy with space, place, and territory. Space refers to spatial relations and patterns. Place refers to meaningful locations shaped by experience and identity. And territory refers to bounded areas claimed, administered, or defended by political authority. This vocabulary allows the book to move beyond a narrow focus on formal institutions. Elections, public services, nationalism, protest, and environmental regulation all have spatial dimensions because they operate unevenly across regions, cities, borders, and communities. The book, therefore, treats political outcomes as geographically produced, not merely geographically distributed. This matters because the same policy or political identity can have different effects in different places depending on local histories, institutional arrangements, and social relations. By making geography central to political analysis, the book gives readers a conceptual toolkit for understanding why power is often exercised through the control, organization, naming, and representation of space. Secondly, the state is presented as territorial but historically changing in form and function. The book covers the state as a traditional concern of political geography, but it avoids treating the state as a fixed container of political life. It examines states through their territorial claims, administrative capacities, borders, and changing roles in governance. This approach is important because modern states do not simply exist as legal entities. They must continually organize space through taxation, regulation, welfare provision, planning, security, and symbolic claims to national territory. The text also addresses how the state has changed under pressures such as globalization, economic restructuring, regional governance, and shifting forms of regulation. In this sense, state power is not disappearing, but it is being reorganized across different scales, from local policy delivery to supranational institutions and transnational networks. The book helps students see why political geography remains relevant, even when some policy decisions appear to move beyond national governments. The territorial state still shapes citizenship, borders, public authority, and resource distribution, but it does so within a more complex geography of governance. Thirdly, citizenship, nationalism, and mobilization show how political identities are place-based. A major theme of the book is that political identities are formed through place as well as through ideology or legal status. Its chapters on participation, citizenship, nationalism, representation, and mobilization show how people attach political meaning to territories, landscapes, regions, and communities. Nationalism is especially important because it links collective identity to territory, often presenting a nation as naturally connected to a bounded homeland. The book also addresses contestation, showing that places can become sites of conflict when different groups attach competing meanings to them. Citizenship is therefore not only a formal relationship between individuals and the state, it is also lived through access to public space, participation in local institutions, recognition of identity, and inclusion or exclusion from political community. Mobilization and resistance are treated geographically because protest movements, campaigns, and community struggles depend on where people gather, how they represent places, and which scales of authority they target. This focus helps readers understand why political conflict often emerges around land, borders, monuments, neighborhoods, and regional identities. Fourthly, globalization, empire. Environment, and geopolitics expand the field beyond national borders. The book broadens political geography by linking classic geopolitical concerns with newer debates about globalization, empire, environment, and critical geopolitics. This matters because many contemporary political issues cannot be explained within a single national frame. Global production networks, migration, environmental change, military intervention, colonial legacies, and international institutions all reshape political authority across space. The inclusion of empire highlights that present political geographies are partly shaped by historical processes of conquest, colonization, and unequal territorial control. The environmental dimension adds another layer, showing that nature is not outside politics. Environmental governance involves conflicts over regulation, resources, risk, conservation, and responsibility across local, national, and global scales. Critical geopolitics further challenges conventional accounts of world politics by examining how geopolitical ideas are represented and circulated through discourse, media, policy, and popular imagination. Together, these themes show that political geography is not limited to borders or state rivalry. It also studies how global power relations are produced through historical narratives, material infrastructures, ecological pressures, and spatial imaginaries. Lastly, public policy is treated as a geographical process with uneven territorial effects. The book gives policy a prominent role by showing that policy formulation and delivery are spatial processes. Public policies are often designed in general terms, but they are implemented in specific places with distinct institutional capacities, social needs, economic conditions, and political cultures. This means that a policy can remake territory by creating new administrative regions, prioritizing certain areas for investment, redefining service access, or shifting responsibilities between levels of government. The book therefore connects political geography to practical questions about governance, regulation, and public administration. This is useful for students because it demonstrates how abstract concepts such as power, citizenship, scale, and territory appear in everyday policy debates. A transport plan, housing policy, welfare reform, or environmental regulation can all produce uneven spatial consequences. The text also stands out as a teaching resource because it combines conceptual explanation with international examples, key concept boxes, and glossary support. Its multi-author structure gives it breadth, although this can also produce uneven emphasis across chapters. Even so, its applied policy focus helps bridge theory and real political practice. In conclusion, this book is best suited to undergraduate students in geography and related fields who need a systematic entry point into political geography. It is also useful for readers in political science, international relations, public policy, urban studies, and environmental studies who want to understand why political processes cannot be separated from spatial organization. Its practical benefit lies in the way it equips readers to analyze borders, citizenship, nationalism, governance, protest, environmental politics, and policy delivery through geographical concepts. Intellectually, it encourages readers to question state-centered explanations and to recognize how power works through places, territories, scales, and representations. Compared with narrower introductions to geopolitics or state theory, it stands out for combining classical themes such as the state, nationalism, and geopolitics with contemporary concerns including globalization, empire, governance, environment, identity politics, and mobilization. Its textbook design, including conceptual framing, case-based explanation, and glossary support, makes complex debates accessible without reducing political geography to simple map-based description. The book is especially valuable for readers who want a broad, discipline-grounded overview rather than a single theoretical argument. Its main distinction is its breadth across both established and emerging areas of political geography. If you would like to support Martin Jones, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.